Online shoppers in Washington state may soon have to pay sales tax on out-of-state e-commerce purchases. Governor Jay Inslee on Friday is expected to sign a package of tax increases just approved by the state legislature to balance the next two-year budget. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the internet sales tax seems likely to be challenged in court.
Washington shoppers who buy, say, garden gloves from home state e-commerce giant Amazon or at the local hardware store pay sales tax. But if they buy those same gloves from an out-of-state merchant on eBay, for example, they pay no sales tax.
And that's created a really unfair playing field in the state of Washington,
says Democrat Chris Litton, part of a bipartisan majority that voted to apply the state sales tax more broadly online.
For me, this is a matter of fairness.
A preliminary estimate from the Washington State Department of Revenue predicts the online sales tax expansion would net an additional $1 billion over the next 4 years. But can the state really count on that? The director of a trade association for internet companies called NetChoice says his team is actively developing legal arguments and lining up funding to challenge the tax expansion. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.